proclamation number 8564 dated the July 20th, 1963. Process of return. Nothing can be lost forever once it has arisen from me and my strength. It continues to exist because it is everlasting and will infallibly return to me as the eternal source of strength, because this is based on my law of eternal order. However, the being which came forth from me as a perfect and divine being was also able to voluntarily reverse its nature into the opposite. It was able to relinquish its perfection and shape itself into an anti-divine being. And so it did and was not stopped by me because I pursued a plan, because I had a goal in mind for all created beings, that they would become my children, which I was unable to create. Instead, they had to shape themselves into it of their own free will. Thus I did not prevent the apostasy from me but prepared a process of return for all once fallen beings. I reshaped the strength I once emanated as a being into all kinds of works of creation. I dissolved the beings into countless minute particles, which animated the works of creation, and thus the strength became active again according to my will. That is, every work of creation had to fulfill its designated task as a matter of natural law, for I created nothing without reason and purpose. Each work of creation had its function, and thus my love and wisdom and might created an earthly world which sheltered all these fallen tiny particles of soul which gradually increased in maturity because they were intended to one day come together again as individual beings, and this is because they were intended to embody themselves in a human being as the once fallen original spirit in order to pass the final test of will, to voluntarily turn to me again, just as it had once voluntarily turned away from me. And this infinitely long path of higher development signifies a path of service for the tiny particles dissolved from the original being, in contrast to the fall, which was based on the being's arrogance and thirst for power. The return can only take place by way of constant service, which, admittedly, happens in the state of compulsion until sooner or later, in the state of a human being, the being shall voluntarily be of service, driven by love, which then will guarantee its certain perfection on this earth. The path the once fallen being has to take until it can make its final decision in the state of free will as a human being is infinitely long. This path is so excruciatingly painful that his past memory has been taken away from the human being because he should make a free decision, and the knowledge of the agony and suffering in the bound state would enslave his freedom of wanting and thinking as a human being. For fear would impel him into making the right decision, but this would be utterly worthless for the soul and its perfection. The human being should freely want to be of service for the sake of love and attaining maturity himself. This is why he lives on earth. For the human being is the once fallen original spirit to whom my infinite love opens up all possibilities in order to become again what he had been in the beginning, a supremely perfect being, but which has attained perfection of its own free will, which I was unable to give to the being, and thereby the created walk has become my image, my child. This is the goal had I set myself from the start, which required an infinitely long path of development and which is to be understood as my eternal plan of salvation. And now you humans know that you are these fallen spirits and have almost reached the goal of voluntarily uniting yourselves with me, which, in turn, means that you should change yourselves into love in order to be able to unite with me, the eternal love. Now you know that your existence did not simply start as a human being, but that you already existed for a very long time. You know that you did not originate from me in the state that cannot be called perfect, for as humans you have weaknesses and faults, You are not perfect creatures and therefore cannot have come forth from me in this state, since I can only create something perfect. And this knowledge should make you think and also lead to the realization that your earthly life must have a purpose, to achieve the perfection again which was yours in the very beginning and which you voluntarily gave up. Thus you also know your task, which consists of changing into love, which is your fundamental element, for you are the same as I am in your fundamental substance. Admittedly, as a human being you are still far removed from perfection, nevertheless, you are and remain divine living creations which can never cease to exist anymore and whose perfection I will take care of time and again, who I will never let fall and who one day will very certainly reach the final goal of being and remaining intimately united with me for all eternity. The fact that you know little about it is only due to your weak degree of love, otherwise you would be fully enlightened and also close to perfection. Nevertheless, the knowledge of it is given to you by my side as long as you are merely willing to accept it, as long as you merely desire to know the correlations concerning you, your God and Creator of eternity in the whole of creation. Then you really will be instructed in all truthfulness and also consciously travel your path on earth with the goal of final union with me. You will attain perfection and a life and beatitude which will last forever. Amen.